Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is September 2nd, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Me on Your Mind by Matthew West. And I hope that you pause here and go and look up the song with lyrics and listen to the message of the song. Sing the song directly to God's ears and praise the God of ages. And then come back and listen to today's message. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 2 and 3, from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 6 and verse 8, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 3, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5. I won't read from Nehemiah word for word. Just wanted to let you know that. And then we will turn over to the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. And then we'll go to the New Testament, to the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, chapter 1, verse 14, chapter 8, verses 48 through 59, chapter 15, verses 18 through 26, chapter 16, verse 8 through 13. I know that sounds like a lot of scripture, but I really need to go over all of these scriptures today in this podcast. I hope that you listen to the entire message. Today's sermon is titled, This is My God. You alone are the Lord. I'll go into my thoughts here just a little bit before I get into scripture. But as I was watching the news last night, I knew I had to do a podcast today. And I didn't have a song for today's podcast, but this morning I woke up with the song on my mind, in my heart, which is of course Me on Your Mind by Matthew West. And I asked God last night, Lord, I need a song for this message, and that's the song he gave me. So it's important that we listen to that song today, all day. Listen to that song, memorize it. We'll go ahead and get to some of the scripture. I'll read, open your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 15, and we will read verses 2 and 3. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pause. Abraham was alive before the Ten Commandments, before Moses, before the Book of the Law. And the passage that we read there in Exodus is the song, part of the song of Moses. But Abraham was before Moses. Abraham is in the book, his story is found in the book of Genesis. So Abraham is before God issues the Ten Commandments, before Moses, before the Book of the Law, which is the first five books of the Bible, which are Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy. Sorry. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So that those five books are the book of the law. Sorry, I'm fumbling my words. It's very early this morning. I had to come on early and because I needed to get this message out. The Son, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, came down to be born. He took on human form. The Word became flesh. Jesus became flesh. This is my God. You alone are the Lord. He is our God and Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one in complete charge of all humanity. He is in charge. Don't you forget it. We have to stand with God. Otherwise, people, you are going to be on a slippery slope. All it takes is one sin that's on the world stage to obey man and follow that sin is sin and agree with man that it's not a sin. And once you do that, you're on a slippery slope. Because that's not what God wants us to do. That's not what he wants us to take from his word. That's why he's adamant to stay in the word of God. So I will read scripture to kind of get you familiar with what he's talking about when he refers to his word. I don't know about you, but something even more evil took place yesterday in front of the Independence Hall. Where words like our country is going backwards, where there is no right to choose, no right of privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. And that's a quote from last night. He vowed to defend what's going on right now, to protect the evil and stand up for evil. It's basically what I heard last night. And of course, that prompted me to come on to remind everybody out there of God's word, to preach God's word. So let's read on. Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah. And I have mentioned to my audience that I read the Bible from front to back, and I'm currently in the book of Nehemiah. When something stands out, I want to share it with my audience. And it was a good instruction for my podcast from God to read today. And again, I'm not going to read it word for word, but I want you to turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. And all the people gathered as one man at the square, which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Pause. So the book of the law, Ezra, he's a priest and a scribe. He stands at the podium in front of the Watergate. And he's going to read the book of the law to the people that could listen with understanding. So that's what I'm asking of my listeners, to listen to God, to the law that God put forth, for us to listen to it with understanding. Verse 3, he read from it before the square, which was in front of the Watergate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium which they had made for the purpose. Pause. I'm not going to read any further there because it goes on to name all the people that were present, or some of the people that were present. But it's important that the way God works in my life, okay, we've got the President of the United States standing at the podium yesterday in with an eerie, eerie backdrop. It looked like a scene right out of hell, or, you know, with that fiery red just freaked me out. You know, and it just, but his words that stood out to me were that he's thinking that our nation is going backwards because we want to outrule what the human is saying. Sexual immorality is okay now to the humankind. I should say, I'm just going to just stick with the United States of America. I don't know about all the other nations. If you are a follower of our God, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know what's right and you know what's wrong. Sexual immorality is wrong. The gay lifestyle is wrong. But you can be delivered from it. Anyone can be delivered from any sin. They just seek God and pursue Him. Abortion, killing, is a sin. And when I heard the president say that we're going backwards with the right to choose, no, he was referring to abortion. And the right to marry who you love, I know he was referring to two men getting married or two women getting married. Or how it's gotten even broader than that. Let's go to verse 6. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Pause. We need to be listening to people like Ezra, who's reading the book of the law, of God's law. We are one race, people, the ones that are for God. We are chosen to speak out for God's law. He is in charge. We are not going backwards as a people group, as a race chosen by God. I am not going backwards. Are you going backwards? I stand for God and with God on what He said was right and wrong, what He said was evil and what was good. Let's go to chapter 9 in Nehemiah. Verse Actually, I do want to read verse 8 from the book, from chapter 8, before we go to chapter 9. They read, now, after Ezra was in front of the water gate, God, you are so powerful and almighty. How this is the chapter I was on last night, where right after following, right after watching, I should say, scratch following, please, when I was watching and listening to President Biden last night in front of the Independence Hall, I found it ironic that then I read in Ezra standing in front of the Watergate reading the book of the law to the people. And after he had done that, then the people in verse 8, they read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading. Get in front of the podium. If little old me can speak out for God, and again, nobody is beyond saving. God can save you if you're seeking Him, but you've got to follow Him fully. You've got to be loyal to Him, and you can't pick and choose which law you're going to obey and which law you're going to agree with man on. This isn't about voting this way or that way. This is about sticking with our God. His values. Give the sense so that they understand the reading. Okay, now go to verse, or the book of Nehemiah, verse, or chapter 9, verse 3. While they stood in their place, they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth of the day, and for another fourth they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Pause. So not only did they raise their hands, they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. This is a great form of worship where you're really just, you know, you've sinned, you're confessing, you're repenting, and you're bowing low and worshiping the Lord with your face to the ground. And they're doing this, they're confessing and worshiping the Lord, their God. We need to do that in worshiping our God. Now we'll read chapter 9, verse 5, which says this, in part, oh, may your glorious name be blessed and exalted above all blessing and praise. Above all blessing and praise. Pause. His name is to be exalted. His name is to be blessed. His name is to be praised. Verse 6, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Lord. Underline that. You have made the heavens and the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. You are the Lord God, who chose Abram and brought him out from Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him. Pause. Remember, Abraham is from the beginning when God walked with Abraham. Jesus, the Son of God, before he came down, he made the heaven of heavens with all their host, and the host, which is the angels, all bowed before him. He is our Lord God. He is our Lord. He created everything at the beginning of time when he spoke the word of God into existence at the beginning, start at Genesis chapter 1, where he created the creation of God. It's very important to go and read those chapters there where it talks about how God created the heavens and the earth. Let's go to Hosea chapter 6. And I want to say, I'm sorry I'm stumbling my words. It is early. Might have already said that. I needed to get this message out. So we are on Hosea chapter 6, and we will read verses 1 through 7. This is titled, "The Response to God's Rebuke." Come, let us return to the Lord. For he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days, and he will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him. So let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? For your loyalty is like a morning cloud and like the dew which goes away early. Therefore, I have hewn them in pieces by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And the judgments on you are like the light that goes forth. For I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Pause. Underline again, I said this last podcast, underline the word loyalty. There isn't anything that anybody can do to trick God, to bargain with God. You have to follow God. That's the only way. Truly follow him wholeheartedly and be loyal to him. He's basically saying he did everything he could. He sent prophets to warn people. Till he finally said, I've got to come down there and be born of the flesh to teach them my ways. Dying on the cross as a sacrificial lamb of God for us, so our sins could be wiped away. So we could have a relationship with the Father. That's huge. And many out there want to listen to man? No, no, and no. Listen to the voice of God. You know, some people will read the Bible from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, and say, oh, I know God. There are many, many, many atheists that have read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. They don't want to know God. They just want to know what this great book says. So if you're one of the ones out there that have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation again and again and again and again and never ever hear what he says, and most of all do what he says, then you're very far away from the Lord. You're going to make wrong choices. You're going to fall into the traps of humankind. Verse 6 again, for I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. In the Old Testament, they needed to burn an animal so they could wash away their sin, a sacrifice. God, there's no more doing that. There's a people group that I believe still does that because they don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They're still waiting for their Messiah. Lost people. Lost, lost, lost. He wants to draw you close to him. Heed his word. He is the Son of God. Period. He is the Son of God. Now we're going to go over to the book of John. We will start in chapter 1 and read verses 1 through 5. The deity of Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Pause. This is our God. This is my God. He was in the beginning. Remember when we read in Exodus? Or I should say in Nehemiah. He's the creator. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And our God came down to be born. And we must listen to him because he's the last sacrifice. There's nobody else coming down. There's nobody else to wait for. Except to wait for him again when he returns. He will judge the living and the dead. Every knee will bow. Every single knee will bow. you're not going to be able to get away from it. Let's go to verse 14 from chapter 1. The Word made flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Pause. Jesus is the Word of God. He speaks. My book, my Bible, the New American Standard Bible, when Jesus actually spoke and his words were recorded, the words are in red in my Bible. But all the Bible from the beginning to the end is God-breathed. The Spirit of God was with the prophets in the Old Testament. And the Spirit of God, again, is God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one God. But those words in red were spoken by Jesus Christ. And it's important to remember always that the Word of God, everything in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation became flesh. And when it says we saw his glory, it's talking about the writers, the apostles. John, the one that wrote this book, was an apostle. He and many others saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. I don't understand how people just don't want to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I hope this message reaches somebody to the point where you believe in the only God. Let's go to chapter 8, verses 48 through 59, which says this. The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, now these words are in red, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." Pause. If anyone keeps my word, he says. And by dishonoring him, you're dishonoring the Father. And the Jews of this time, and anyone of any nationality that does not believe that Jesus is the Christ, but these Jews in particular in this passage try to tell Jesus that he had a demon. Verse 52, the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets also, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste of death. Pause. So these Jews are convinced now that Jesus has got a demon in him. Because they had to say that because Jesus was doing all kinds of wonders, all kinds of miracles. There wasn't a regular, ordinary man that these Jews were addressing this Jesus. But instead of admitting that he was God, they said he had a demon.
Unbelievable. Verse 53, surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. Pause. Now the Jews of this day and the Jews of today, the Judaizers, the ones that don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, they believe the God of the Old Testament, the Father, has not sent his Son. So they're speaking to Jesus here, and they're not believing that Jesus is God. And Jesus continues here, these words are in red, because he's saying, to whom you say, which are the Judaizers, he is our God. And you have not come to know him. But I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, pause, listen to what Jesus has to say. Jesus' answer. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Pause. Sound familiar? I am. Jesus is the great I am from the beginning. When Moses asked him what his name was, because he needed to tell the Israelites and the Egyptians that were, they had the Israelites enslaved at the time when Moses was on the scene. He, Moses, was after Abraham. So Jesus is saying here, I was with Abraham. In other scripture, he said, he walked with Abraham. Or Abraham said he walked with God. But he is the I am. The great I am. And then, of course, in 59, verse 59, therefore they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Pause. Jesus Christ, this is my God. He alone is the Lord. He is the great I am. Respect him. Respect his word. He is the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's the same God. We'll end in chapter 15. Well, 15 and 16, but let's go to chapter 15 in John, verses 18 through 26. It says this, disciples' relation to the world. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. Pause. Now this is Jesus speaking. Words are in red. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. Because of this, the world hates you. Pause. I don't know why God chose me to preach and teach his word, but he did. I don't feel qualified, people. I don't. But not even Moses felt qualified. He tried to tell God, I can't talk, I stutter. Choose my brother Aaron. Well, I will always be upfront with you. I stumble my words. I do. And I will preach and teach God's word as long as God wants me to. Verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have seen. But now they have both seen and hated me, and my Father as well. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me, and you will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning. Pause. This is where the world hates the truth, the word of God, and his law, and what is right. He came here to teach us right from wrong. And he's saying that whoever keeps his word will keep the word from, for instance, from what I'm saying or what the apostle said. I mean, he chooses people for a specific mission to carry out and testify the word of God. That is the Great Commission, to testify who God is. And we must stick to the book of the law and the prophets and the New Testament from front to back. We can't exclude the New Testament from our lives. That is saying we're excluding Jesus Christ from ever coming down to be born of the flesh and to save us from our sins. And he resurrected on the third day. And those that believe in him will resurrect also and live forever with him in eternity. Chapter 16, verses 8 through 13 says this. This is where we'll end. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. Pause. The Holy Spirit If he's living inside of you, because you've accepted his son fully, accepted the Son of God fully, he's going to teach you all things. So don't despair out there. Remember to follow God in all your ways, to be loyal to him. And again, it's not about which direction you vote. Well, it is. You've got to vote with the vote that lines up with our God. Best lines up best with our God, because both in the United States, both parties have a lot of corruption. That's why we have to side with God. It's becoming very, very alarming to me what I saw last night. That backdrop was so evil. Humans in the United States are going backwards, many of them, because they don't know who God is. They're picking and choosing what to believe, which sin is, what sin. They are deciding what sin is. They're not going to follow what God and what God says sin is. God is clear on what is sin and what is not sin. Thou shalt not murder. I'm not going to go into all of the... Hopefully you've been following my podcast and know right from wrong. I'm not ever going to water down the Word of God. I will never do that on this podcast. But I hope that I have reached people to the point where if you're in the wrong, if you're in the dark, you can come out of it. Come into the light. Into God's light. Listen to people that are preaching God to you, and you're going to be hated, obviously. Because really, I felt it was an attack on God last night and his values. I'll go ahead and end there. This podcast has gone on for quite some time. I'll come on as soon as possible. I want to just encourage you to get into the Word of God. And always, 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 I will give all the glory to God. He gave me the scripture to read today. He gave me the song. Again, I hope that you listen to that song, Me on Your Mind by Matthew West. Much love to all. All the glory to God. Until next time. Bye.